Reverend Bookburn will be starting in a minute. Tapers and relay broadcasters, the Reverend is in, will be beginning any minute.
Do you have the playlist up, do you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, just so there's no dead air.
Jump sure the liquor and caused his dream. His eyes were sure that heaven was not her scene. She was no saint.
Are we ready? Okay. Then let us begin. Good evening. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight is, yes, a sacred annual holiday tradition. Tonight is the Reverend's annual holiday tree and balls special 2006. Now, definitely a tradition. And so, we will keep that up to the best of our ability. And let's see, lots of news, a ton of tunes that I will try to have enough time to play. It's our last show of the year until January 7th, so we want to make it really good, really memorable. There's no real celebrations aside from the Holiday Tree and Ball special, except for one birthday, the Reverend's friend Jennifer Hunter from Jennifer Hunter Consulting, and we're going to play her the very first song we ever dedicated to her a few years back by an artist from that time period known in the corporate media as the 60s. Named Donovan Leach, who later co-produced the movie Last Party 2000, I believe is the correct title. This is a song from Donovan from the 60s entitled Jennifer Juniper. Happy birthday, Jennifer Hunter.
Jennifer Juniper lives upon the hill. Jennifer Juniper sitting very still. Is she sleeping? I don't think so. Is she breathing? Yes, very low. What you doing, Jennifer, my love? Jennifer Juniper rising apple hill. Jennifer Juniper, lilacs in her hair. Is she dreaming? Yes, I think so. Is she pretty? Yes, ever so. What you doing, Jennifer, my love? I'm thinking of what it would be like if she loved me. Just lately, this happy song, it came along and I had to somehow try and tell you. Jennifer, Juniper, hair of golden flowers. Jennifer, Juniper, longs for what she loves. My God, yes I do, sir. Would you love her? Yes, I would, sir. What you do with Jennifer, my love? Jennifer, Jennifer. Jennifer, Jennifer. Jennifer, Jennifer. Jennifer, Jennifer. Vise la colline. Jennifer, Jennifer. Don't tell us, Jennifer.
Bienvenidos a México, un carnaval de sexo y drogas. Toma un cigarrillo, ¿de dónde viene? No importa, nomás entra.
Get the bills. Fuck it! This is Dr. Greed, and it is a pleasure and an honor to return to the Reverend Azin Show. I love selecting tunes to be played on the show, and I love to speak on behalf of all of my peers who are just like me, Dr. Greed. I am proud to turn away patients who do not have insurance other than Medicaid. I am proud to command you to lie on your back. I am proud to run a clinic whose exterior looks like a landfill after a hurricane. I am proud of my greedy practices, and now I love being on The Reverend Azin, and I want to introduce to you the two songs we are going to play from Naked Aggression.
I'm not afraid to die.
heard Naked Aggression doing Wound Up and Gut Ringing Machine. Before that, Bruise Violet did N-O-L-A. Riot This did Prostitution in Mexico. Gruck did Church of America. All or Nothing HC did Todos Son Los Dios de los Muertos. Before that, Western Addiction did When a Good Friend Attacks. Iggy Pop did I Wanna Be Your Dog. Jimi Hendrix did Little Drummer Boy, Silent Night, and Auld Lang Syne. And started off with Donovan doing Jennifer, Juniper. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. It's on live Sunday nights from 9 to 11 East Coast Time, USA, at RadioVolta.org. And the shows are now consistently uploaded and available 24/7 for free at Radio 4 All, numeral 4, Radio4All.net. And the shows are not every Sunday night lately, but there are always updates of the show schedule at ReverendBookburn.com. And this is the last show of the year. We will be off the next two Sundays, and then on January 7th, we will return with the New Year show. And 2 weeks after that, the six-year anniversary show. Can you believe it is 6 years? And in fact, the Donovan song was one of the first birthday dedications about 6 years ago. So a lot of time has passed, a lot of great stuff, a lot of ups and downs. Some people no longer among the living. We've shared it all with you, the highs and the lows. And of course, maintaining a strong, very solid connection with reality and the world around us and what's going on, cutting through the crap of the corporate media, while also staying deeply connected with the best of the musical world that is not accessible in the corporate entertainment industry, the best in the world of sex and erotica, the best in the world of mind expansion and pleasure and positive highs, the best in deprogramming from religious, nationalistic, and other forms of programming and conditioning. We have been on a long and very interesting roller coaster these last 6 years, and we're going to celebrate that on January 21st on the 6 year anniversary show. The Reverend is available for weddings of couples or groups of any orientation or lifestyle, including those from the transgendered or kink communities, outside or across the street from Catholic, fundamentalist, or any other Taliban-modeled theocratic church. To write to the Reverend, write to Reverend Bookburn, care of Quail, as in Dan Numbnuts Quail, the biggest fucking idiot, after Reagan and before George W. Numbnuts, war criminal, corporate stooge, coke snorter, Bush. Quail, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, at sjcdc.org. And at that website, sjcdc.org, South Jersey Clinic Defense Coalition, you can check out an article entitled Theocracy and Sexual Freedom. And some very interesting feedback for the Reverend Bookburn Book Project, which is coming along. I really have to make a decision as to whether or not to just totally plunge into it and bust my ass over this thing and get it out in a very timely manner. It's a book actually by George W. Bush, but as told to Reverend Bookburn. And so the elite commandos of the Bookburners, those who write all the time and do their utmost to encourage the Reverend's behavior, already got some tastes of the book, I will share one on the show, which is that the book is not only going to process the thought that this piss-poor impersonator of Forrest Gump, George W. Bush, is going to need something to do after he is no longer a squatter. A resident twice by coup of the White House, but that the readers and everybody worldwide is invited to participate in the process of what this wingnut can do after he is no longer squatting the White House. So, write to me, quail at sjcdc.org with your ideas. We've got some great input from Hippie John, Mr. Scott, DeMonica, Ms. Terry, and a handful of other people whose names escape me at the moment. But thank you, people who are giving their feedback and input. Pastor Rex Cat, a couple other people. And the book idea, I guess I will know by the anniversary show if I'm going to deeply plunge into it. A lot of work has been done on it so far, a lot of notes, and so we'll see how far we can take this trip. Okay, any other news? I have a ton of tunes, so I don't want to talk a whole lot, but let's see, there's some news, some things to plug, and then we'll get back into celebrating our holiday tree and balls with a lot of really good tunes. You may remember Taliban wannabe special prosecutor Ken Starr, the infamous blowjob prosecutor during the Clinton presidency. And he had no interest in Iran-Contra scandal during the Reagan and Bush years. And he's nowhere to be found, not a word out of his mouth about the corporate crimes of close friends and business associates of Bush and his fellow regime kingpins in their corporate crime scandals, their friendships and associations with Enron and the Regus brothers of Adelphia Cable Systems and all these other just shining beacons of humanity. Well, Ken Starr was speaking in southern USA, and a book burner, I believe this was at a college, and we just got word on this, a book burner not only got to heckle him profusely, but she got to get in his face and managed to get out of there okay, not arrested, not rough handled. So we want to say thank you, book burner, who the Reverend doesn't even know, but she did get close to Ken Starr and she got to give him just a small sampling of his just desserts. One of the most notorious mass murderers in modern history, General Pinochet, who he was a military leader who led a coup that overthrew a democratically elected, progressive, humane leader of Chile in 1973 and ran one of the bloodiest dictatorships in all of Central or South America in the 70s, which is quite an accomplishment. Known for tens of thousands of murders, rampant torture, and of course running a fascist nation. Pinochet has died between the last show and tonight, and of course some in the corporate media are saying, oh, he wasn't so bad, or oh, he was old so he shouldn't have been tried for his crimes against humanity, which a process that was beginning, but pay that shit no mind. He is worse than the combined total of all serial killers alive today. And that combination times 1,000. He is worse than all of that. Worse than all these dipshits that they show on television, like, this terrible guy did all these things to 13 people, and this one did 5 people. This guy blows all that shit away. He's not as much of a terrorist and civilian massacre as the Bush regime. Nobody can accomplish that. But he gives it a good run for the money. So Pinochet is dead. It is a reminder to disregard the corporate media's bullshit about how he was a leader who was a friend of Henry Kissinger's and the American copper companies and the CIA. So he had his good points. What else is in the news? Singer Mariah Carey is suing adult erotic video star Mary Carey to stop her from trademarking her name because she's afraid that her fans, who also have the brain power of Mariah Carey, it seems she is assuming, might confuse the two. And, well, I can understand that. The Reverend was with Lord Jesus and a friend of his, and we noticed that the friend of his had some rather interesting comments to spell out his confusion. While watching Boobsville, he said, "Hey, isn't that Mariah Carey?" And then later on, when music videos were on, he was proclaiming, "Oh, wow, Mary Carey can sing and dance." So, yeah, maybe there is some rational reason for this lawsuit. But yeah, Mariah Carey suing Mary Carey in an effort to prevent her from trademarking her name. We'll certainly keep you abreast of those developments as they occur. Movies we've seen. Now, mind you, the Reverend has to compromise in his domesticated life. What did we see? We saw The Island, which is actually good. And if you like The Island, you want to see a better film from the 70s with a similar theme called Parts, the Clonus Horror from 1979. We saw the new, as in within the last year or two, version of the Dukes of Hazzard, and that was actually good. Willie Nelson was in it. There was an environmental theme, even better, an anti-passivity theme, people standing up and not passively accepting the hand being dealt to them by the powers. And of course it was entertaining and exciting. So the recent Dukes of Hazzard film, Rain Man, because it was on TV, always a pleasure to watch, and even more of a pleasure to watch when it's re-shown on one of those movie channels. Richard Pryor, Jackie Gleason in The Toy. Okay, also seeing one of the more pitiful offerings from the corporate media, the History Channel, and one of its worst offerings called Shootout, a very idiotic propaganda show. They were showing specific battles during the Vietnam War, and it couldn't have been more of a bullshit and propagandistic version of what was going on. And so on the future, in the future and on The Reverend Is In, we're going to present how the History Channel, and specifically the Shootout show, and all of their biases just might cover attacks by the Crips and the Bloods against each other, or any other combination of rival gangs. All right, getting talked out already. So let's see. Oh, I do want to cover this right away. Actor Peter Boyle died. And this was a great actor who was in a lot of great movies. Towards the end of his life, for reasons we can only speculate on, he chose to become a part of one of the worst television sitcoms of all time with the worst lead male actor and the even worse female lead acting person in this unbearable show. And if you are ever stuck in front of a television and unconsentingly subjected to this show, the Reverend feels your pain. But Peter Boyle should be recognized as more than taking a part in a really bad television show. Peter Boyle was a part of many movies. I'm just going to mention some here. He was in Taxi Driver, Joe, Turk 182, Mel Brooks' Young Frankenstein, The Candidate, and in a film in which he played the late total nutcase, he would have fit right in the Bush regime, Senator Joe McCarthy of the 1950s. He played Joe McCarthy in Tail Gunner Joe. Farewell, Peter Boyle. We acknowledge you for the great stuff you've done. We forgive you for being a part of the worst television sitcom in history. And we say goodbye and we honor you. All right. Let's see. Some fun sites to check out. Open letter to Chris Matthews. blogspot.com. And for a lot of fun and to get into the holiday spirit, and you do want to send this to all of your friends, getbehindjesus.net. getbehindjesus.net. We're going to play some other Holiday Tree and Balls tunes, a song about malls, some holiday-related tracks, and we'll play a hemp-related song called Sweet Leaf. But first, we're going to start with an absolute classic by Peaches from her great, great new CD, Impeach My Bush. And you could check this out at peachesrocks.com. From Impeach My Bush, this is Peaches doing Fuck or Kill.
Impeach my To be here this evening. A very wonderful and warm and emotional moment for all of us. And I'd like to sing a song for all of you. It's Christmas in heaven. All the children sing. It's Christmas in heaven. Hark, hark, those church bells ring.
It's Christmas in heaven. The snow falls from the sky, but it's nice and warm and everyone looks smart and wears a tie. It's Christmas in heaven. There's great films on TV. The sound of music twice an hour, and Jaws 1, 2, and 3.
There's gifts around the family, there's toiletries and drinks.
Yes, so do welcome headphone sets and the latest video games.
It's Christmas in heaven.
Yeah.
You heard Riot Squad doing Fuck the Tories. Before that, Spinal Tap did Christmas with the Devil. Monty Python did Christmas in Heaven. Henry Rollins did 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. Washington Social Club did New Jersey Malls. Storm Orphans did Sweet Leaf. And started off with Peaches doing Fuck or Kill. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. And tonight the theme is the Reverend's annual holiday Tree and Balls special. And if you want to have a whole lot of Christmas and holiday fun that is just a little bit outside of all of the crap and horrible music and what passes for the corporate entertainment industry and the avalanche from the corporate media, you have even more to choose from than this show or the Church of the Subgenius or Flock with No Shepherd and some other alternatives. You can also go online to Santarchy, SANTARCHY.com. And Santarchy 2006 already has a lot of pictures up. So that's pretty cool. And let's see, that's one fun thing. Another site to go to is, if you are going to buy shit and participate, and really most people are kind of trapped in that, here's some gift ideas. The next to the last blog entry at ReverendBookburn.com that was from December 7th has a link to where one can get a fundraising crucifix for birth control and sexual education. And I believe it's a pregnant woman on the crucifix, but I'm not entirely sure about that. However, it's worth checking out, and there's a link to that at ReverendBookburn.com, the December 7th entry. And if you want to buy a reasonably priced DVD box set of films that are way better than being called worthwhile films, they're from Robert Greenwald of Brave New Films. It's at bravenewfilms.org, and they have a holiday box set that has the documentary that exposes Walmart, the more recent one that exposes Tom DeLay and those assholes that are in the outgoing Congress, and of course the recently finished Iraq for Sale, The War Profiteers, plus a bonus DVD. That is all at bravenewfilms.com. Let's see, a couple other plugs. Let's see. Oh, and of course, happy birthday to Wood and Shoe Books and Records in Philadelphia, non-hierarchical and non-profit and activist book and music shop in Philadelphia, 30 years old. And there's been all kinds of events and even media that has been in celebration of Wooden Shoe Books. And if you're ever in Philadelphia, it is a must-stop place. It's on 5th Street between South Street and Lombard. Okay. Enough plugging. I'm going to answer an often asked question about what was behind the Britney Spears message about tonight's Holiday Tree and Balls special. What that was an email that was allegedly originating from Britney Spears saying to tune in to the Reverend Bookburn sacred annual holiday tradition, the annual holiday tree and ball special 2006, and adding some very revealing photos from her recent drunken pantyless parading around in front of the paparazzi kind of outburst of new single land freedom. And so about five or six of those shots were included. We don't know the origin of this, and but we are going to get to the bottom of it and see how where that originated from. But yeah, there was an emailer that went around to many book burners in the name of Britney Spears. If you want details, write and ask about it. quail@sjcdc.org. All right, enough about that. If you want to give somebody a truly appropriate and timely gift, you can get them George Bush toilet paper from topplebush.com. And, of course, the new Jello Biafra spoken word triple CD in the grip of official treason from alternativetentacles.com. All right. And if you want to see a really great holiday movie, check out Santa Claus Conquers the Martians. It's a film the Reverend will never, ever get tired of. A fantastic film. It's usually called a cult classic. And let's see, or in the B-movie category or offbeat movies, whatever one wants to call it. It can be checked out at badmovieplanet.com. And you can actually download it at torrentfreak.com for free. Santa Claus Conquers the Martians, very highly recommended. And that will certainly, if anything, put you in the holiday spirit. And if you want to celebrate the one true, one only way, one only worship, do not worship any false idols before him. Of course, I mean the one and only true deity and son himself, Brian, from Monty Python's film Life of Brian. Then what better way to celebrate this holiday season than by getting a copy, or at least renting it and showing it to all your friends? And believe me, they'll laugh their asses off, with or without a party environment. Monty Python's Life of Brian. Okay, check out the Reverend's friends at unrealitycheck.com and ericswartz.com. All right, talked out already. So we're going to save a lot of this shit. There's way too much stuff on paper. It is overwhelming, and I don't want to get into it. Tonight, I would rather play a lot more good tunes, especially since there are only 2 or 3 billion of them. So let's get back into the tunes. Let's see. Oh, we have somebody to introduce this song. It's not Dr. Greed. It's not Nurse Ratchet. It's not any of the people who have even introduced a song before. So, and we have a lot of holiday tunes coming up, plus some Reverend Billy and the Church of Stop Shopping, and a Spankers, a song about Holiday Tree, in keeping with this theme. This song is going to be introduced by a new person. Is he here? All right, send him in, please. All right. Bookburners worldwide, please welcome for the very first time, Halliburton Ernie.
Hi, Keith. Hey, bookburners. This is Halliburton Ernie, and I just wanted to say that it's not easy being a war profiteer. It's like we're the least popular people on all of our street. But I, Halliburton Ernie, want to start off by introducing a very special song by Motorhead entitled Orgasmatron.
Thank you. yo, beautiful Christmas tree. Baby, now here's the reason. Baby, my work is pleasing. Please won't you let me trim yo, our beautiful Christmas tree. I'm gonna bring along my hatchet, my beautiful Christmas balls. I'll sprinkle my snow upon your tree and hang a mistletoe on your wall. Baby, I'll make you cheery. Baby, you'll call me dearie. Baby, I wanna trim your our beautiful Christmas tree. All right, Stan. Tree, but ain't no one in this whole round world can trim a tree like me. Baby, I wanna trim yo. Baby, I wanna trim yo. Baby, I wanna trim yo. A beautiful Christmas tree.
Welcome to the Church of Stop Shopping. I'm Reverend Billy with the Stop Shopping Gospel Choir here in the East Village in lovely downtown New York City, here with Brother James Solomon Ben.
Yes, I'm here with you, Reverend.
Today's message, we ask the question, who will be spared the coming of the Shapocalypse?
Yes.
Oh, we try to do the right things. We try to honor our family, our great nation. We maybe go to Disneyland or Walmart or Starbucks. We drive and we walk and we stand in line. We're Americans.
Yes, we are. Amen.
But then we get to the cash register. We turn and we notice our friends have burst into flames.
Oh, no, say it isn't so, Reverend.
Can you feel the burning?
Yes.
Do you feel that pain? Shopping.
No.
I'm standing in line all day with commercial foreplay pumped into my skull. Finally get to the cash register. Double. Do it. Get it over with. Do it. Convert me into a savage yuppie. Cover me over with a style I have not earned.
Have mercy.
Let me chase the truly original people down into the dark alleyways and let me copy them and imitate them until they die naked and astonished. Let us pray.
Yes.
Let us pray to the God that is not a product.
Mm-hmm.
Let us put the odd back into God.
Hallelujah.
Are you there? Will you be strange enough? Can we change enough?
Yes, we can, Reverend.
We want to break through the retail wall.
Yes.
We want to be warriors of bilessness. Can we be utterly inappropriate?
Yes.
Yes. Amen.
We're coming back strong, Reverend.
There is a traffic jam rolling over me inch by inch.
Mm-hmm.
And it is killing children on the other side of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Can I stop my shopping?
Amen.
But we know also that we're learning to see and to feel that fire, the Shapocalypse. It registers as a kind of tempting dullness. There's only this barely perceptible feeling that we have forgotten something about ourselves.
Yes.
Something very important.
Honey, you come, you are happy, and happiness becomes you. But then you walk, walk away from me. I ask the distance to welcome you beyond, 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 beyond. Horizons of you, horizons of you, horizons of you coming through. It loves, it loves your hunger too.
Come happy, be one, be us. Come happy, be us.
Darling, our sweat, we are laughing, sweat, we are laughing. Our defense.
Your hunger too. hope they get something good to eat. But for me, it's not so great. Fuck Christmas! 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 Fuck Christmas!
I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this message. It's hard to be a war criminal who's exposed and standing naked before the entire nation. But in this holiday season, I want to ask you for the best gift you could possibly give me. A gift in which you can go back to sleep, like you were the first couple of years after September 11th. In which you blindly accept anything my regime has to say as we stomp around the world in pursuit of corporate profits. Please disregard our critics and the people who lampoon us in independent media, the people who expose us and the people who ridicule us, and get behind us, because America United means not questioning what comes from your holy theocratic corporate regime. I'm George W. Bush, and I approve that message.
Is a nice hard cock. You deserve a cute boy who's Rudy and Senna. Are we on, baby? Oh, yeah. Strolling down the lane, here comes Santa's pussy. That cat, he sure is crazy, man. Here comes Santa's pussy, and he's taking a candy cane up the reindeer. Oh yeah. Here comes Santa's little helper boy. Here comes Santa's pussy. The boy is overjoyed. Oh, there goes Santa's reindeer. Who's with him now, boys? Yeah, the boys. Oh, once in a while, when Mrs. Claus, she goes away. Oh, yeah. Well, the presents come out. Santa comes out. He's got his crazy candy cane. He puts that little white beard, he finds it right up the poop shoot train. Well, the boys, there they go. Up Santa's nose, oh, what's he got there? Oh, he's Santa knows, but oh, Santa's pussy. That's the way the boys like to play around. Such a funny clown. When you get down to it, oh yeah, he's just a Gacy. There's a little Gacy in all of us. Santa's pretty tough with his a pussy cunt. And here comes Santa's pussy coming down Santa Claus Lane. Hey, hey. I said, here comes, I said, here comes Santa's pussy down Santa Claus pussy train.
This is Dr. Laura Hoare saying I hope you all have a fine Thanksgiving and that your bird is stuffed well. Did you notice, even though my dear President Bush threw Rummy off the ship, that he told him, "Don't float away too far, Rummy. I still have a Presidential Medal of Freedom to pin on you." Yes, sir. I'm starting to get suspicious about every time he opens his mouth and says, "You're doing a fine job," that it's like the mafia kiss of death. Not long after he utters those words, baby, you're gone. So let's get back to the fun stuff. Tomcat getting married in Italy. That's important news, isn't it? But besides that, let's just remember, if Jeffrey Dahmer had been a Republican, I'd have had to tell him to stop having dinner with young boys. We lost everything. Get to all this.
And the Texas legislature has embarrassed itself with writing laws about sex ever since I can remember, and I've been covering them for more than 30 years now.
Oh, shit, man! Put out a warning when you do one of those, man!
Yes, it's that very special time once again. It's time for Asshole of the Week. And we have a doozy. We have no runner-ups tonight, just the main asshole. Sunday, December 17th, 2006, at RadioVolta.org, and to be repeat broadcasted at Radio4All.net. Updates at ReverendBookburn.com. Tonight we have an extra special asshole. Tonight, Asshole of the Week is Coral Carson. For 6 years, Coral Carson was a driver and employee of Yoko Ono, the widow of the late John Lennon. Coral Carson attempted to extort $2 million from Yoko, claiming to have provocative photos and audio tapes made while driving her as she spoke on her cell phone. And in December 2006, close to the anniversary of the death of John Lennon, made his move to extort the money, threatening to kill Yoko and her son and himself if he did not comply with his demand. So in addition to the tragedy, all the assholes who wrote books about John Lennon, not all but most, the rock DJs that played the ridiculous outtakes and rarities, and probably his own fart sounds, if they managed to get their hands on a tape, and all of the people who have made the tragedy so much worse, Coral Carson stands out above all of them, the ripoffs and the previous extortionists. Coral Carson, you are Asshole of the Week. Alright, enough fart sounds. You heard Ms. Terry from Radio Left doing Dr. Whore, the 2006 version. The Frogs did Here Comes Santa's Pussy. The Humpers did Run, Run, Rudolph. Pansy Division did Homo Christmas. Fear did Fuck Christmas. Sloppy Seconds did their version of Hooray for Santa Claus, which was the theme song from the film Santa Claus Conquers the Martians. Reverend Billy did Shopocalypse and Come Happy. Asylum Street Spankers did Trim Your Tree and started off with Motorhead doing Orgasmatron. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme has been the Reverend's annual Holiday Tree and Balls Special 2006. We hope we provided a great alternative to the offerings of the corporate media and the corporate entertainment industry. And there will be updates at ReverendBookburn.com in less than a week. The next show is the New Year's show on January 7th. And 2 weeks after that, January 21st, there will be the Reverend Bookburn 6-year anniversary. Write to me about the show, either feedback for shows already done, tonight's show, or input to the future shows. If you have a memory of this past year or the past 6 years that's worth mentioning on the anniversary show, you could send that, or input or thoughts or responses to the collaborative book project of Reverend Bookburn with George W. Bush. Write to the Reverend at Quayle, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, Quayle at sjcdc.org, and I'll be seeing you in 3 weeks. This show will be available in a couple of days for free, tonight's show, that is, at Radio 4 All, the numeral 4, radio4all.net. We're going to play a closing song and then get out of here. This is by Ride On, and it's entitled Lula Box. Good night.
Kermit the Frog here, and today I'd like to tell you a little bit about the color green. Do you know what's green? Well, I am, for one thing. You see, frogs are green, and I'm a frog, and that means I'm green, you see? It's not that easy being green. Having to spend each day the color of the leaves, when I think it could be nicer being red or yellow or gold or something much more colorful like that. It It's not easy being green. It seems you blend in with so many other ordinary things, and people tend to pass you over because you're not standing out like flashy sparkles in the water or stars in the sky. But green's the color of spring, and green can be cool and friendly like, and green can be big like an ocean, or important like a mountain, or tall like a tree. When green is all there is to be, it could make you wonder why. But why wonder, why wonder? I am green, and it'll do fine. It's beautiful, and I think it's what I wanna be.